Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Connections and Directions, our University of Michigan Civil and Environmental Engineering podcast. My name is Mason Hanawi, and I am the CEE Marketing Communications Specialist and host of this series. During our podcast, we will be featuring members of our CEE community and how their work reflects our mission of engineers in service to society. We will be highlighting our strategic directions and our commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. CEE's five strategic directions are human habitat experience, shaping resource flows, adaptation, automation, and data-driven innovation. I'm here today with Jackie Lee, incoming assistant professor, starting in January of 2025. Welcome, Jackie, to our podcast.
Thank you, Mason, for hosting me. And it's a great opportunity to talk about my research and other teaching and other activity today.
Fantastic. Can you share with our listeners some details about your research areas and how they align with our strategic directions and our mission of engineers in service to society?
Sure. So the core of my research is about chemistry, multi-scale structure, and the mechanical property of cement and concrete and their environmental impact, such as carbon footprint. But also, I expand my research to carbon capture utilization and storage for multiple industrial applications, such as construction materials, but also for energy conversion. I also have research involved into the generation of renewable fuels, such as hydrogen, biofuel, and others. These research are connected with all these different areas, so that I aim to use different approaches to produce low carbon or carbon negative materials for different applications to enable carbon capture, utilization, and storage, which are currently very expensive. But I hope through these approaches, I can potentially lower the cost, scale it up, so that I can make some real-world impacts for our community.
How did you become interested in your area of research, and was there a pivotal moment that significantly influenced your professional path in the field of civil and environmental engineering?
Great question. So actually, at the beginning of my undergrad study, I was quite interested in architecture. Then I feel like I can make more real-world impact in civil engineering. And so I start to explore more opportunities. I try different type of disciplines in civil engineering, such as like building information modeling, structure engineering analysis. But then I feel I was more into construction materials. At that moment, it was specifically for cement and concrete. And then I feel quite interested in the innovation in the materials, because we can try different formulations, try different approaches to design high performance concrete or other construction materials, or we can potentially lower the environmental impacts of the materials. So that was the moment. And then because of the industry aiming for more sustainable materials from different resources, for different applications, but also utilize the different resources from different industries, I realized there's a missing gap between the renewable energy industry and the construction industry. So that was the moment I decided to connect the dots. So I fill the gaps. So I aim to make the connection between the renewable energy industry and the construction industry.
How do you plan to incorporate principles of diversity, equity, and inclusion in your teaching, research, and service to ensure an inclusive and supportive environment for all members of the CEE community?
So this can be in two aspects. One is for teaching and service. It's more about providing diverse opportunities for students with different type of backgrounds. For example, for teaching materials, students may have different learning styles. So I will provide both written notes and also provide videos so that students may have with different learning styles or they want to speed up the video, they can do it. And also, I will provide like office hours at different times, so students may have different lifestyles, like they are morning person or night person, so that they can all fit their schedule. There are also connections between research and diversity, equity, and inclusion and beyond. For example, for my research, the production of many of these materials or the generation of these byproduct or waste, they can be hazardous or they have certain negative environmental impact which can be detrimental to our communities. So I aim to utilize or say recycle or upcycle these waste or byproducts so that it can be used to produce like low carbon cement concrete or other materials to benefit our communities. For example, rebuild our community, for example, rebuild the falling infrastructure of the nation. According to American Society of Civil Engineers, our infrastructure scores like C minus, which means mediocre, in the past 4 years.
How do you intend to involve students in your research, and what opportunities do you foresee for mentoring and developing the next generation of CE professionals? What courses do you aspire to teach here?
So the teaching materials involves two parts. One is the classic principles of the engineering analysis, formulation, chemistry, physics of the materials properties, such as a course about construction and building materials. So these courses typically involve the steel, concrete, timber, and other type of materials. They are classic. They have been used for decades or hundreds of years, but there are also development of new materials. So I like to teach the student to learn the next generation of the materials, how we can design it, what's the principle behind it. For these kind of teaching that can encourage a student to get involved into research, and the research is a great opportunity to refresh their memories about the coursework, and also they can reinforce their learning about the course materials. That can be interesting for them to learn more and learn deeper into the course materials. For include the students into my research, I aim to encourage both undergrad students and the graduate student to get involved. It can be in wet lab, to mixing cement, concrete, or other materials to try to evaluate their performance, reactivity, the chemistry, or multi-scale structure of the materials. Or it can be in dry lab to estimate or analyze the environmental impacts of the production of the materials or the generation of the fuels, such as the carbon footprint or other environmental impacts that's of the great interest of the industry.
Just going off that, do you know some of the main things you want to include in your lab space that you're excited about bringing?
I aim to introduce several new concepts about the research in developing carbon negative materials such as cement and concrete, for example, using electrochemistry that can which can be powered by renewable electricities to produce a carbon negative cement. The other area of interest is to involve some nature inspired research approaches such as microalgae that can produce a carbon-negative additive that can be used to store carbon into cement and concrete for long term.
So far in your career, what accomplishments are you most proud of? And how do these successes shape your goals as a new faculty member here at CEE?
Sure. That can be two parts. One is I introduced electrochemistry to produce carbon-native cement that can be both scalable and low cost, which is important for the construction industry, which is very cost sensitive. The other part is to make the connection between construction materials and other type of materials. For example, there is a significant interest in renewable energies underground. Probably it's new to the civil engineering areas. It's called orange hydrogen. It's a clean hydrogen, which is generated naturally underground. So actually, this comes from some oxidation of the silicate, which is quite similar to the chemistry of cement and concrete. So the knowledge and skill learned from the research of cement and concrete in civil engineering can be also transferred to the characterization of these geomaterials, which are also very relevant to civil engineering, for example, in geotech.
Have you seen any of your research be implemented in private sector building or anything like that?
That's a good question. So right now I have several projects with maybe five or even more industry partners. So we are developing different protocols to help the industry to quantify the carbon which is stored or permanently stored in cement and concrete. And then we are also developing these bio-based, microalgae bio-based cement, which also have a few industrial partners. So my research is aimed to use some novel approaches. Eventually, and hopefully that can be scaled up. So certainly the involvement with the industry partners are very important and hear their feedbacks and their understanding in the private sectors.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today. We're looking forward to having you join our department in January of 2025. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Mason. I look forward to it.
Thank you for listening to our podcast conversation. For more information about CEE at Michigan, please visit our website at cee.umich.edu. You can also reach our YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn pages from our website.